This is an in-house production.
Welcome to the Preacher's Corner, brought to you by In-House Productions with your hosts, Pastor JT and Lady Fanita. Listen to this podcast on Apple, Google, and Spotify. And you can find us at our website at thepreacherscorner.net, on Facebook at The Preacher's Corner, and IG at the.preacherscorner.
Good morning. God bless you. It's good to be back on the corner once again. Another Monday morning, another Monday morning motivation, ministry moment, whatever, man. Guess what? We got a lot to talk about this morning, man. We got a few things. To jump in, so we might as well go ahead, dive into that thing. Yes indeed. Yeah, another Monday, we made it. Thank God that we are alive. Thank God that we are on our commute, man. We praying for traveling grace for those that are on their way to work, on their way to do whatever it is that they're doing, man. They're starting off their Monday, man, on the Preacher's Corner. So, man, I thank you for all of our listeners. Thank you for those that tuned in Friday night for the album review. Review. Sometimes I get tongue-tied, man. Listen, thank y'all for tuning in for the album review. The link is in the description if you missed it. You can still check it out. It's on our YouTube channel. It's up and it's stuck. It's on there forever. So go back and check it out, man. We had some pretty good conversation. Now, I was going to put it on this platform, man, but I want to have some different stuff on each platform. So you got to go to the YouTube channel to go check out the dialogue in between me and Mr. Conductor. Man, we chopped it up on in between each song, broke down each and every song that we played on the album. We also played two songs that was not on the album. So go back and check out that YouTube album review. Shout out to Mr. Conductor for his assistance in that episode, man. So be sure to tap in with that and tap in with him. Man, last night, the Mavs took another L. That's L number two. They're going back to Dallas, fighting and scratching to stay alive in this NBA Finals series. Man, it didn't look like a competitive match at all to me. I do not understand the thought process behind today's NBA basketball. When I used to hoop, man, when I played back in my day, man, maybe I'm old school, man. I would rather see more high percentage shots. And this basketball game, it was like watching a doink contest. It was a doink on one end of the basket, of the court, and a doink on the other end. Doink, what I mean by the doink, everybody was shooting bricks. They shot so many three-pointers, it was ridiculous. At the time that I counted it, it was 46 three-pointers shot by both teams combined, and they only had made 10 combined. So finally in the fourth quarter, Boston's three-pointers start going in, and that's when they start pulling off. Man, my coaches would have put us on a bench, or we'd have been running laps right after the game if we'd have shot that many three-pointers in one game. It's ridiculous, man. Nobody driving to the basket. I guess, that's what they like to do in this day and time, man. So it's a different ball game from what I'm used to. It was real, real hard to watch. I like to see high percentage shots. This contest last night wasn't wasn't that. And nobody, not too many passes. It's just, I'm going to shoot the three, you shoot the three. I'm going to shoot the three, you shoot the three. It's just garbage ball. It's real. It was real distasteful to watch. It might have been good for some, but it was a low for me. Moving right along, man. I can't wait to training camp start, man. The Cowboys and the Texans and the new look Philadelphia Eagles with the former Cowboys offensive coordinator. I'm ready to talk about some of that stuff and dive into some NFL, man. And we also got the Olympics on the way, man. Shikari Richardson took an L in the 200. So, man, there's some good stuff out there, man. There's some good stuff out there in sports. So check it out. Man, what we're going to do this morning, we're going to talk about some of the things that we've endured. The topic of this session here is the lows and letdowns. Man, in ministry, we dealt with a lot of letdowns, a lot of lows in ministry. Man, we dealt with a lot of people that made promises that they couldn't keep. We dealt with a lot of gatekeepers in ministry and now in the music business aspect of what we've been dealing with, man. So it ain't all peaches and cream. And the ministry nor the industry are for soft individuals, man. So I understand that there's a lot of people say that they do what they do for the kingdom and for the glory of God, man. That's great, man. It sounds real good. It sounds real good, but nobody is spending money. Nobody is making content. Nobody is just doing all of the stuff behind the scenes. If they didn't want some type of recognition or to be seen. Let's keep it a buck. Let's keep it 100, man. Even when I started this podcast, it was to begin to get over the embarrassment of a speech impediment. But as the numbers started to spread, as the reach started to spread, we saw how much we were influencing not just in our area, but throughout the world. We continue to do it. So the individuals that say that they do and it just for this and just for that, man, come on, man, let's be real. Let's be real with yourself. You're not paying all that money for studio time, all that money for cover art, all that money for video and editing and costume and wardrobe. It takes a whole lot to get a piece of material or content out to the world or to the public or whoever you want to see it, just to try to downplay it because yours is not doing better than the next man. So just do what you do for however you do it, but don't downplay or downgrade or dismiss what the next individual is doing because it's different than yours or not as popular as yours or y'all get what I'm saying? So we shouldn't just discredit others just because. So we dive off into the do's and don'ts, man. That'll fall into the don't category. I believe that the scripture says it like this, man. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. If you're giving you strength to do it, man, keep doing what you're doing. Don't limit yourself. Do all things. Not just some of it, but do all of it, man. Do all of it, man. You and don't halfway do all of it. Do it to the best of your ability. I believe there's another scripture that says, do all things unto God. Do everything unto God. So if we parallel those two, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And then once we get into the midst of doing those things, we're doing those things unto God. And so we're doing it to the best of our ability, and we're not doing it halfway. We're not doing it for just because I'm doing it. I'm just doing it. I'm doing it unto. Yeah, y'all caught that. We're doing it unto God. Watch. Check this, man. We ran into a whole lot. We ran into a whole lot of promotional scammers, man, whether it be scammers for the podcast. That's why I really do a lot of my promotions myself. You don't know which ones is just out to take your money. A lot of people will definitely just link up with you to get your bread. They shoot in your DMs, your inboxes, and promote what they're selling and what they're offering. And if you don't accept what they're offering, they get mad at you. They try to talk crazy to you in your inbox. And man, it's a whole lot going on behind the scenes in ministry and industry, and they go hand in hand with one another, man. So you got people scamming you for radio time. I remember getting a video chat from a guy that was portraying to be Fat Joe. And I said, man, you ain't no Fat Joe, man. You're not Joey Crack. And so the individual shoots me a little 2-second video of what would look like Joe in the studio, Joey Crack, Big Joe in the studio. And he hung up. He called from the IG. And I'm sure I talked to a few more artists, some friends of mine, and they laughed. They say, yeah, man, I got the same video. And he's promoting some radio time and studio time, and then wants you to send him a certain amount of money and get your music played on the radio. And I've never fallen or taken a bait sending money in to play radio, get radio spins. If you're going to play it, man, you play it. I know well about the laws and the do's and the don'ts about paying for pay to play. Now they're getting craftier with it. It's for promotion. They have to provide your promotional package. We'll do an interview. We'll do an article. We'll do a such and such. And for this amount, you get this amount of spend time. And media base and all that will pick up your record. And there's so many different bogus charts that you can get on, and some of the charts are not recognized by the award committees. There are so many awards in the gospel realm. Oh my God! There's a My Daddy Award. There's a My Mama Award. There's a the Voices of This and the Voices of That and the Hip Hop This and the Hip Hop That. There are so many scams going on, and we're labeling it Kingdom. There's a lot of stuff going on, man, in the industry. And then for the naive, man, if you're naive, you don't have anyone to look over your shoulder or pull your coattail, man, you can easily fall for it, and you can spend a lot of money and go nowhere with a lot of these scams that's going on. There's individuals charging $2,500 for a 12 to 15 minute set for you to perform hip hop, gospel, hip hop, Hall of Fame. I was offered something for that, man. I passed it along to somebody else, in which they thought, oh my God, it was ridiculous, man. It's so many scam artists, man, and people will pay for it because they believe that sometimes you got to pay to get where you need to be, and no, man, you don't have to stretch like that, man. And after that show or event is over with, your numbers don't change. Your numbers are still the same as if you went. It's a networking a plus and a positive, but outside of the networking and the broken promises, you have to depend on the individual's word that you met at this event that you paid. So you basically buying friends. You basically buying your way into a circle or a connection, man. And to some, that's not quite bad, man. And so that's just not my cup of tea. And for those individuals, man, you're going to find a whole lot of people that are not what they say they are. They can't do what they say they can do. They don't know who they name drop. They just build themselves up in the conversations to seem bigger than what they are, to reel you in, and then they become the keeper of the gate for you. And so that there's a lot of gatekeepers. Many people say that it ain't, but it is, man. It's gatekeepers for in relationships and friendships and different connections within the music industry, ministry realm. So there's some that won't allow you to talk to the next individual. You have to be properly introduced. Just can't go jumping into anybody's inbox and DM and introduce yourself, especially if they're friends or a connection of somebody else that they believe brought you in or brought you around, or you're part of their protege, or you could be somebody's protege and not even know that you somebody's protege. Listen, man, folks that get to claiming you and saying this is my product, or this is my protege, this is my student, or this and my pupil, and they won't allow you to talk to the individuals that's above what they believe you should talk to, man. So it's some weird, spooky, crazy witchcraft. That's exactly what it is. Witchcraft that's going on within these circles. There's the individuals that are doing better than you. They're doing better than you, and forgetting that they were once where you were or trying to be. They look down on you. They try to keep you from getting where they never got. So it's crazy, man. Then you got the ones that look down at you for doing better than they doing. They look down at you like you doing something wrong, but you're doing better than they are, and so it's a problem. So you got the individual that's just coming in, like myself, 3 years in the industry. I got the individuals that I just passed up. That's been doing it for quite a long time, and they believe that I'm in a place where I shouldn't be or I don't belong because I haven't put in all of the work that they've put in, but I just got there a little bit faster. So I'm at odds with them. They don't like me. They don't support. And then the individuals that see you coming, and then so you're in the middle. Looking this way and then looking that way. So this is part of the low and the letdown of being in the ministry and in the industry. So You dang if you do from this side, and you dang if you don't from that side. And then you got the individuals that you're trying to look up to, that you want to get advice from. They still pushing you down. And then you got the ones that's been in it for a while that you done passed up. They're trying to push you to the side because now they believe that you think you too good, and you've arrived, and you better than this, and you better than that. And no, man, I just work harder than what you're doing. And then I know how to work. I know how to network and keep my components all in one circle. It's called in-house for a reason. I create my own lane. That's why we have this platform and this platform and this platform. And we utilize all of the platforms coexistently. And so, man, then you got the ones that count you out as nothing, only to find out that you're more valuable than they thought you were. They don't know who you are, so they count you out. He's a nobody or she's a nobody. They don't know who you are until they find out that you are such and such as nephew or such and such as brother-in-law. You well connected, and then they want to get back in and make those connections, make everything right. Then you got the individuals that's territorial about the acquaintance. Man, don't want you speaking to this individual. Oh, man, hey, man, and this is a good plug to have. But you know, make sure you holler at me before you holler at them. The ones that will only listen to your situation so they can use your situation against you later on down the line, positive or negative, man. So there are so many different angles that you can look at it, so many different scenarios that we've encountered in this ministry and industry aspect of lives, man. And it really makes should make one want to second guess being a part of such foolishness, man. It's a lot going on, and there's different levels of it going on. There's an every single aspect of ministry. I don't care if it's magazines. I don't care if it's videography and photography. There are some behind the scenes mess going on in every aspect and every layer of this new social media content creator world. Is something going on behind the scenes that we don't know, that the public eye don't know about? It's a lot for an individual to get through, to get where they want to be. And you gotta have strength. You gotta have faith. You gotta have a self will and desire to keep going and keep on keeping on and what you believe in. You have to have a prayer life. You have to. I don't care how cool the individual is, they praying. They prayed about they're gonna mention something about having a relationship with God if they're doing this content creating thing. It's nothing this is a faith walk. This is a faith walk. You got to do a lot of free work, a lot of free work, and then you got to trust and believe that it's gonna turn into something. Well, man, you're doing it all for nothing. Hey, listen, somebody's taking something from what you're doing. Somebody's getting something out of what you're doing. And there's no problem at all of you being compensated, man. There's ways that you could be monetized on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram, on TikTok. And there's ways for, there's several people that's making a living out of doing what they do as a content creator. But there are the highs and the lows of this industry, ministry, or whatever you want to call it. there are some things that we must go through to get to where we try to be. That's what I'm trying to say. So stay encouraged, stay focused, keep doing what you're doing. Hey, if you like this, go ahead and leave a comment. If you agree with it, you disagree with it, leave a comment, like, share it with somebody else. We dare not end this thing without praying for you. Father God, we bless you, we magnify you, we adore you for who you are in our lives. God, we thank you for another Monday, another day that was not promised. We thank you for our visions and our aspirations, our goals that are set before us. Allow us to stay focused and stay fast on first and foremost you, and then the things that we have wrote down, allow us to go through each and every one of them and do them according to your will and to your way. God, we ask that you forgive us for all of our sins, blot out all of our transgressions, God. We pray for each and every individual that is sick, that is struggling, that is going through something. Give them encouragement even now that if they trust in to you, God, trust in you, and build on the most holy faith, that their desires of their hearts will be provided through your name. Your name is in Jesus' name. Your name, by the precious blood of the Lamb. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hey, we pray that you was blessed by this, man. We're going to jump back into it for Freedom Friday. We're going to do this twice a week, Monday and Friday, with our live broadcast or premiere on our YouTube channel. Once a week, that's the schedule. Bless you. We thank you for jumping in. Thank you for sharing with us this again this Monday morning. Y'all be safe. God bless.
Thanks so much for joining us for The Preacher's Corner with your hosts, Pastor JT and Lady Fanita. For more information, you can log on to our website at thepreacherscorner.net, Facebook at The Preacher's Corner, and IG, The Preacher's Corner. This is an in-house production. We'll see you next time.